Do you realize the size of this resort? The incredible economic benefits for this community?
Look, the only thing we're asking is don't put the road through there.
The people here have always honored this as a sacred site. And that goes back as far as anyone knows.
Gentlemen, I will look into it, and I'll see what I can do. Hello? Yeah, speaking. I see. No. No, now you listen to me. You get that here by tomorrow. No, tomorrow. I don't care what your excuse is. I suggest you reread the contract. Am I clear?
Well, what do you think?
Fat chance.
So where does that leave us?
I'd say out in the cold, except for the fact that it's so damn hot.
I think it's going to rain again.
It's so humid. I didn't even realize it had stopped raining.
That guy Patterson, I think he's your typical Jekyll and Hyde businessman. You know what I mean?
No.
You know. They're friendly, open-handed, warm-hearted. But you sit down and start talking business and wham, they turn into Mr. Hyde. And they show you the other side.
Oh, yeah, like a split personality.
Yeah, there's a lot of business people like that. They can be your friend for years. But if one day you try to do a business deal, look out.
So where's that leave us?
I think we need us a plan B.
Mojo, that was plan B. Yeah? Oh, it sounds like you're on your way.
What?
I said it sounds like you're on your way.
We're running 2 hours late.
Well, that's about average.
What?
I said that's average.
We were held back because of the rain.
Yeah, it's been raining a lot.
What?
I said, when are you arriving?
4:30. Will you be there?
Now you bet.
What?
We'll be there.
All right. Salut.
What? Ciao.
Sounds like she's flying the local puddle jumper.
That's what you need in this climate. Huh? Out there. There she is.
Man, she's strange looking.
Yeah, she is different.
She looks like she could fly.
Maybe.
She's as wide as she is long.
Well, she's a trimaran.
You can handle her by yourself?
No, I wasn't planning to sail her alone.
Does Claudine know how to sail?
Mojo, I have no idea.
Why is she anchored out there?
Well, she's too wide to fit in here.
There's something about this boat of yours. Something feels alien.
You know, a boat that has three hulls isn't your average boat.
I'm not talking about the looks. There's something. You don't feel it?
Well, maybe what you're feeling is the fact that it's Claudine's boat.
No, that's not it.
You've always seen Claudine as a bit alien.
I'll bet that thing can sail through portals.
You mean go where no trimaran has ever gone before?
I don't know about that, but maybe go where no Captain Jack has ever gone before.
Jack, Mojo, salut.
Salut, Claudine.
So how was the flight?
Oh, terrible.
Well, I assume it had its ups and downs.
Now that was terrible.
Oh, Claudine, it's so great to see you again.
Oh, it's nice seeing you again, Jack.
I'll get your luggage.
What do they look like?
Two black bags, both tied with a white ribbon.
Oh, Porter.
Yes, sir?
Two black bags with white ribbons.
I'll go fetch them, Captain Jack.
Captain Jack. I like that.
Me too. Here's some of the photos Mojo took.
It's so beautiful there.
Yeah, at least for another couple of days.
This is one. I took it up the altar they built out there.
Who's this?
Where?
This. Who is she?
Let me see.
Good Lord. I didn't notice that before.
It's kind of fuzzy. Like a ghost.
There wasn't anyone there.
Man, I've looked at this photo, and that wasn't there.
You captured something, Mojo.
And look who just walked in.
Perfect.
Who is that?
You'll see.
Ah, Jack! Mojo! Nice to see you.
And your lovely friend.
Claudine, I'd like you to meet Pat Patterson. He's overseeing the Angel Point project.
Bonjour.
Ah, French. Paris?
Non, Montréal.
J'adore Montréal.
Oui, nous avons une très belle ville. Mais avez-vous déjà visité la ville de Québec? Vous l'aimeriez beaucoup. C'est une ville extraordinaire. Vous devriez y aller.
Whoa. I guess my French is a little rusty here.
You know the photos we gave you? Did you notice this one?
We think that's her.
Well, maybe.
But it's going to take more than this to convince the people who are putting up the money.
Look, Patterson.
Friends call me Pat.
Okay, Pat.
Jack, Mojo, I think we have things to do.
But
come on, Jack. We do have things to do.
Yeah, but...
I'll meet you later. Salut.
Salut.
Au revoir.
Yeah. Ciao.
Man, that's an independent woman you have there.
I have? You're kidding, right?
You think Claudine can convince Patterson?
No, but I'm certain he'll encourage her to try.
He sure brightened up when he saw her. Mm-mm.
Yeah, and he'll keep stringing us along while those bulldozers plow right through the valley. Hello?
Jack, Pat.
Ah.
I've been talking to my people back in New York, and I've been able to convince them to divert the roadway.
Wow, that is surprising.
Well, I told them it's best we keep the peace down here. It's in our own best interest, right?
Right.
Yeah, I've spoken with the surveyors, and they see no problem diverting the road.
Wow, we appreciate that.
Yeah, we'd rather be flexible, right?
Right.
Hey, let's get together for dinner sometime.
Well, yeah.
Where's the road going?
I'll talk to you later.
Look, wait. Where are you going to put the road now?
Along the river.
It says along the river.
Man, that river floods.
Isn't that a problem, Pat? The river's been flooding, you know.
No, the road's going to run up on top of the ridge.
He says it'll run on top of the ridge.
That's the ridge that separates the river from the valley.
Pat, do you mean the ridge that separates the river from the valley?
Yeah, that's right. Well, as I was saying, let's have dinner sometime. I hope you'll bring along that lovely French pastry. See you later, Jack.
Well, I guess that's it.
Even if they go around, they'll still be circling right around the edge of the valley.
Well, then people can just sit in their Hummers and wave down to the locals, making their offerings.
I've only seen one Hummer around here, and that belongs to Patterson.
Yeah. Well, he'll have a nice view from on top of the ridge. Magic and technology. They don't mix, do they?
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, there she is.
She is beautiful.
She reminds me of the Starship Enterprise.
Mojo didn't know they built boats with three hulls.
Oh, come on. I've seen plenty of trimarans, but not like this one.
Why do you say that, Mojo?
I'm thinking maybe this one can shapeshift, like into a Klingon ship.
I don't know about that, Mojo.
I think you better start learning to speak Klingon.
Come on, let's go out there.
Oh, yeah. She feels good. She's solid.
Claudine, where was this boat built?
Somewhere.
How did it get here?
Somehow.
Man, you've got some pretty far-out equipment on this thing.
Claudine, what are you planning to do with this?
We are going sailing.
Yeah, but where?
I know there's a cloaking device somewhere around here.
Jack, you remember our agreement?
No.
Yes, you do.
Oh, you mean no questions asked?
I just love this boat.
You do trust me?
So far.
Oh, and how far is so far?
To to the ends of the earth.
And no further?
Maybe.